Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Weekdays from 6.
Click Keno from only $1 a game. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
What time is it?
Game time!
Get ready for Triple M's Rush Hour. Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang! Another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince, known goal kicker, brings the house down!
And Greg Blewett.
There it is. A magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Adelaide's Ultimate Sports Show. On every afternoon. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
Well, welcome to All Tuesday. On this Rush Hour, we are global and it's as bad as black as a dog's guts out there. Welcome, family, on the Triple M Rush Hour. Rain, Burn. Hello to you and hello to Gregory. Welcome to the Rush Hour. How are we, chaps?
Very good, Jars. Very good. Did you get the rain needed? Did it hit the right spot?
Has it hit the Oswald Peninsula, Burn?
Well, I spoke to that early in the day and they'd already had about 12 mil, which is a lot of rain.
That's
but it was
rain.
Very dry. As you saw yesterday, the dust storms.
Didn't
it? Was just blowing away.
Scary.
Saw that topsoil?
Yeah.
So is he pressing the cash register sign? A little ching, ching, ching?
He's still complaining. Now it'll be too much, mate.
It's his birthday this week too, Farmer Tim.
Tomorrow.
We'll have to get him on the great man. What about the mice plague out there? What's happening out there? I was watching a story last night on TV. In New South Wales, in the country there, they've taken
everywhere.
Over.
Yeah, they are.
That's a concern.
It is. It used to be fun when there was mouse plagues on you.
What'd you do?
Grab a pole.
Be careful.
No.
He grabbed the pole.
Have to be a big pole.
I put my flag in the ground, man, and said, nah, no more. That's what I mean.
Jars, people for the ethical treatment of animals, yes. Peter, are suggesting to farmers that they don't kill the mice, they catch and release
that's
them.
That's it.
That's easy. That'd be easy.
Who said that,
Peter, people for the ethical treatment
of animals. Peter in 70 Franklin Street.
Very good solution.
Gregory, good to see you.
You
had to release him.
You look a bit tired. You all right? And you got thongs on. Thongs. You got Catherine thongs on.
Yeah.
Jeez, it's minus four.
Why have I got Catherine's thongs on?
Because they're white.
But you see what the weather's like out there?
She hasn't got size 10.5 feet.
It's cold. It's wet.
Now, well done to you too, Jars.
For what?
Now you've worked 2 days in a row.
That's a milestone.
You think that's funny, do you?
That's good.
Not bad from you, Greg.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, isn't that funny? I gave Matthew O'Reilly, our wonderful boss, the doctor's certificate. Of my
did
actions.
You just?
Is he now a wonderful boss, is he? That's not what you had to say yesterday.
What did I say yesterday?
Well, you sprayed him for not getting in contact with you enough.
That's fair call. Cool.
You know, my doctor is also your doctor.
Dr. Jeffrey Verrill, yes.
And
sir.
I know there's a confidentiality thing.
You can't be careful.
Well, okay. That's all right.
No, go on, say it then.
No, that's
go
all right.
On, go on, cricket.
I'll just be digging a little deeper.
Of course.
And
he won't, you know, as you said, there is a confidentiality. So,
do you want to try again?
Say that again.
Confidentiality.
Bang.
Put your teeth back in.
So
he broke that up into four words.
He will navigate his way around.
Will he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Can you navigate this show? Who's on it? What's going on?
Tommy Jonas is on.
Righto. Get a bit up about that. You're a bit flat about that. If that was
well,
text.
They've been a bit flat, Port, so we've got to ask them about that.
All right, good.
Who else is on?
Well, we've got the Burns Beef.
Ooh.
And also, Andrew Jarman has discovered the 10 most influential A-listers in sport, and I can say unequivocally the man is not happy with that list.
I just saw the story.
Oh, you're not on.
No.
We would be.
No, he's waiting for
that. What's the...
There's what's a happened? Radio and TV top 10 coming out, personalities. So Jars
like,
is not going to get any sleep until...
No, I will not be on any of those.
You think you'll be in there?
No, not the A-listers.
That's what you told me. Just be honest with the
like,
family.
You don't like being on the top
category.
Of list? They're all human beings. We're all on the same planet.
Why are you showing me the Trade Zone ad?
Batten down the hatches. Hold on to your hats. On Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
You've got beef with me.
It's time for Bernie's Beef.
For country living homes, anything from transportable and lightweight homes to brick veneer and luxury constructions.
Righto, Triple M family, this is where our boy Bird comes off the long run, Gregory. This is where he gets very, very angry. The eyes flare up, the nostrils flare up, and he's got someone in his sights. Who have you targeted on this beautiful Tuesday?
It's pissing down, you idiot.
It's going to be on you, Jarge, your weather reports.
Well, I'll give you a clip first. Actually, speaking of clips, I just want to clip the Victorian government before we get going.
Oh,
Dan Andrews.
Hello.
Well, they've completely f***ed that up, haven't they, over there, Jarge?
Poor Dan.
How can you f***ing get a Woolworths mixed up? A location of a Woolworths mixed up and completely put that state into disarray, Jars.
Already
it's like
disarray.
You reckon it's a beautiful day out there. It's house.
It just a dog's gut.
Let's reset. Let's just...
I haven't even got to me beef.
Yo, I know. That's let's just calm
right,
it down.
Sorry. Down. I apologize.
Oh, poor Dan.
Dan Andrews just on the phone.
Get him on! I want a f***ing word! Oh, he's not on.
All right.
Sorry.
What's got you angry this
week? No, well, the AFL, Jazz, and it's starting to shit me off. Now, these umpiring decisions.
Oh, yeah.
Hang on.
They're holding the ball rule, Blue.
Yes.
Now, if they're going to change that, well, it wasn't, if it's not broken, why do we need to fix it? I thought it was fine. In the last 3 weeks, all of a sudden, Jazz, you can do, what's 360 times three, Jazz?
I have no idea, but
about 900 and something. You can get spun around three times, throw the ball over the fence, drop to your knees, and it's play on. And it's starting to piss me off. If they're going to make changes, they need to make it public. Come out and tell us.
You want some clarity, don't you, Bird?
What did you just say?
I said some clarity.
Let him talk.
Whatever that means. No, I want people to know if there's going to be a rule change and they changed another rule with the 20-metre kick, it's kicking, it's about going about 30 metres and they're playing it on. I just... Just let us know. Be honest with us.
But they haven't changed the rule, or the holding the ball rule. So what are you getting upset for?
Clarity! Give him some f***ing clarity!
I was going to say...
They've changed it!
Jazz,
you're saying the holding the ball rule hasn't changed.
No, Bert.
Shove some clarity up his ass. He needs it! And now that it gets me onto the... match review panel or the officer.
Yes.
How can a good tackle holding the ball free kick be suspended not only for a week, 2 weeks, Jars? Oh. Now, the game, it's getting out of hand, and I'm not liking it. Nick Holman, as I said yesterday, keep challenging this. Take it to the low court, the middle court, the three-quarter court, and then the high court.
That's it,
because I got that wrong in order yesterday. But... the crowds are down, Jazz.
They are, Burn.
You know why?
Why's that, Burn?
Because to get a pie at the footy these days, it's about 42 bucks. And you don't want to have a beer. It's that piss weak light beer anyway, and it's about 51 bucks for a sip.
51 for a sip.
And what about Greg Chardonnay down at Adelaide Oval?
He's
that?
A kid. What's that? I get some... what was that word, Jazz?
Clarity, Bert.
Some clarity around some of this I refuse to go to the footy.
No!
That's it. I'm done.
No! Sorry. He's coming.
And Jazz, it's as black as a dog's ass out there. What's beautiful about that? Unless you're a farmer.
Oh, no.
I am. I forgot.
Oh, what about all the mice?
Country Living Homes brings you Bernie's beef. Anything from transportable and lightweight homes to bring veneer and luxury constructions. Now, we've got some news, Jars. Big news.
Yeah, some AFL footy news coming out of the Western Bulldogs, gentlemen. The Western Bulldogs have been placed in quarantine after a staff member, Bern and Gregory, visited a COVID exposure site there in Melbourne.
That's big.
So that's huge, because they got a huge game against Melbourne. Was it Friday night?
Friday night.
Yeah. So that placed in quarantine.
I'm hearing no crowds either, Jars. Well, the ticketing got frozen. So the frozen tickets for Friday night,
and
I suppose that'll be all the games on the weekend in Melbourne.
So it's flared up.
Flared right up. So that's all. They got frozen today when people were ordering their tickets. So they're just sitting back and just checking to see what's going to unfold.
So they'll all have to get tested, won't they? And they'll be awaiting those results of those tests. But the Bont, there's some news on him as well, Jars. Is that right?
Yep.
Extended on for 4 years.
That will be a very healthy check, wouldn't it?
Is he
a
million-dollar man the Brownlow
then? He has to be.
Million-dollar man?
Yeah, he has to be.
Yeah.
Has to be. He's kicking, what did he kick, four on the weekend? I know they smashed the Saints, but he's having 25 plus, and he's kicking multiple goals. Yep. So he's always kicking two,
he's
at
dangerous.
Least one, two. He's as good a player as there is in the comp at the moment.
Yep.
And with his height, he's a key forward size.
He could play key back.
That's why he's so hard to run with. But
There you go. Some
good news
coming out.
Well done.
He's a local Norwood lad with a degree in law, a
passion for business and a love of wine. He's proven influential in Port's great defensive record.
That's a terrific mark by Jonas.
And last year, he took on the number one Guernsey as Port Adelaide's standalone skipper. Please welcome to the Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars, Tom Jonas.
Yeah, he's one of our favourites. We love chatting to him every second week on the Rush Hour. Good afternoon to you, young TJ.
Arvo boys, how you going?
Now, you were meant to be in the studio with Greg Blewett and Bernie Vince and I, and all of a sudden a little bit of rain and you turned back home, went back home.
I told you not to bring this up. I was just driving past and started to, you know, get a bit wild out there, so I just put the foot down and kept going.
What the hell? Was that a shotgun? He heard you were back in the studio, Jazz. I think he wanted to keep
it. Oh, yes.
Some you know I'm a fair weather footballer, boys.
Hey, how'd the review go this week? Because I said after the game, this is probably one that you just, you know, you got away with one. Grab the 4 points, come back, prepare for the next week, and probably don't look at it too much.
Absolutely. You whack him in the duffel bag and make sure you get back to the Virgin Lounge and on the plane before, you know, something happens. But look, you got to take your hat off to Collingwood. They came out and just wanted to defend and shut the game down. They made it a dogfight, and we're probably lucky to get away with it. So we've had a bit of a look at it. There's plenty to take out of it still, but we're just, you know, when we're looking back in September, you just see that there's 4 points there. You don't really see how they're won every time.
You looked home at one stage after that fight back, and then they actually sent a late charge. They kicked a couple in a row and gave you another scare.
Yeah, that's it. We had our backs against the wall, and we probably shut the game down a little bit too late. I think we did it when there was only a point in it. We were hanging on to grim death for a while. So, like you said, just happy to get out of there with a win.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, high expectations on your team this year, Tommy. 7-3 after 10 rounds. Would you have taken that at the start of the season?
Oh, I think I heard some of Kenny's commentary yesterday saying, obviously, you want to be 10-0 because you want to win every match, but 7-3 is not too bad and pretty similar to where we were at last year. So we're going all right. And like we just talked about, sometimes you just got to win and not going to play perfect footy for 23 rounds of the year.
Hey, another slow start. It's becoming a little bit of a concern, isn't it? Because the games you've played poorly, you start, well, they kicked the first 4 goals on the weekend in a very low scoring game. How do you fix that? Because I'm sure you would have spoken about that as a club. But it's saying it's one thing, doing it's another.
Yeah, if you got any ideas, let me know, because it's certainly on the radar, and we talked about it and we're trying to address it. But sometimes the more you focus on it, the more it can become an issue. So whether it's just stripping it back and not worrying about it, try it sort of making it a focus, I'm not too sure. So we're going to keep looking into that.
What about, you mentioned last season, Tommy, and you're in a similar spot in terms of win-loss ratio, but in terms of a team, like how would you compare how you're tracking now as of when you were last year?
Yeah, I think pretty different seasons. I think last year we obviously had a lot of challenges with the fly-in, fly-out, and we adjusted to that well, but we also had a full list, not many injuries. We're pretty lucky in that respect, and we've had some challenges in that space this year, so... it's meant we've got to dig deep, and we talked about our depth at the start of the year, and it's stood up. So certainly having some different personnel through there makes a difference, but we feel like we're just building.
And building you are. Young Rosie, he's struggling since he's had that foot surgery. How's he going? How's his mindset? Because he's a very important player that gives you that run and carry and outside leg speed there, Tommy, but he just seems to bit off, just a tad off young Tommy Rosie.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably not the
Tommy
only...
Rosie. Tom Stop Rosie. Right there.
Hang on, pull him up.
Is that a compliment? What's
his name?
It's Connor.
Connor.
Tommy Rosie!
look, to answer your question, he's probably not the only one that's been just a tad off, but we're probably not helping him too much with the ball that's coming in. So if we can get the ball moving our way, that'll certainly help the likes of him and the other small forwards. But look, he's a young player. He's going to have some challenges throughout his career, but he's certainly still playing his role and bringing that contest and rip pressure that we love him for.
Hey, with the suspension, Pete Laddams, how have you seen his performance since taking over the number one ruck role?
Yeah, I think Pissy would be the first one to admit he got pretty well touched up by a quality player in the first quarter on the weekend, but it was really pleasing the way he bounce back. I think he ended up with 20 touches, a few hit outs, and started to mark a few, or at least stop Grundy from marking him as well. So no, he showed a lot of resilience, and yeah, he's been very positive in his first couple of games. So it's good to see Pissy get first shot at it with Scooter out, and he's done the job.
How are you going with the tackling rule at the moment, Tommy? I think you might have got a fine a couple of weeks ago as well. You weren't happy about that.
I think I wasn't particularly chuffed at the time, but after seeing Nick Holman get a couple of weeks, I think I might have got off lucky.
Surely gets on for that.
Yeah, he can't get done for that.
No.
Yeah.
Now, Tommy, some information has come to my desk regarding Adelaide's A-list, sports movers and shakers.
Am I on there or what?
Well, he's got to be Port Adelaide captain.
And what does it take to make Adelaide's A-list?
Pay for it.
Yeah, pay for
B1
exactly,
above
Hato.
B.
Exactly. And now, Tommy, number one is Aaron Phillips. I look down. Number two, Sloaney and young Belinda. Number four, Chuck Dixon.
Oh, what? So they're talking
he's
about
an A-lister.
Oh, yeah. He's paid for that.
So Chuck pays for that.
He must.
Guess who's number...
Go on.
Guess who's number seven and nine? Your president or chairman, Koshy. And the old boy, Trav Boak. You've got three blokes in there in the top 10 movers and shakers, A-listers. Tommy, where are you? You're the club captain.
That's it. I'm just behind the scenes pulling the strings, mate. Oh,
he just tries to hide from the rain, by the sound of it.
If I say jump, Koshy says how high. Oh,
is that right, smartass?
Hey, just before we let you go, did you see the banner, Collingwood's banner, as you ran out? Did that motivate you?
Yeah.
I just thought it was a good effort not to have any spelling.
Yes. Good luck, mate.
Nice.
Return fire.
See you, Tommy Jonas. We'll speak in a few weeks' time.
See you, boys.
See you, mate.
Earlier, we spoke to Tommy Jonas from Port Adelaide. We love Tommy. Now, I spoke about Adelaide's A-list sports movers and shakers in Adelaide.
Yes.
Right? Who's on the list? The top 10 movers and shakers in the world
movers
of sport
and shakers.
In South Australia. Now, tell me, what does it take to make Adelaide's A-list?
Well, describe a mover and shaker.
Well, they've got to be someone that's... there's six categories. Politics and business, sport, fashion, social media influencer. That's you, Hato. Bloggers, radio and TV stars.
Yeah, well.
Honestly, now some of the names that have been, in the top 10, Aaron Phillips and Rory Sloane, one and two.
I think that's valid.
You happy with that?
I'm very happy with
that. Cole Chalmers is three. Chuck Dixon's four. You happy with that, chaps?
No, not really.
What about Trav Head? He's five. And Big Texan, he's six.
Oh.
The Texan's in there.
Yeah, Tex has got a bit of pull.
Yeah, but he's got massive following on the socials, hasn't he, the Big
Texan?
That's
right, that's right.
And then Koshy, seven. Eliza Bartlett, number eight.
Who?
Eliza Bartlett.
Yeah, she's
She's a cricketer, Greg. Yeah. She plays for the Redbacks, does she?
I would have thought Megan Schutt was who plays for Australia.
She's a superstar, Schutzy.
I thought Schutzy might have been
ahead
of Eliza Bartlett.
So what about young KB Bartlett? Do you know her? Do you watch her? You don't
follow
her cricket.
I don't.
Do you know if she plays for the Redbacks?
Well, she plays cricket, so
but
she.
But for who?
I'm tipping that if she's in the advertiser, South Australia's movers and shakers, then she'd be playing cricket here in SA.
You're a cricket great of South Australia. You played for our country.
You should know her.
You should know her. You don't really give
well,
a stuff,
don't
do you?
Don't tell me who I should know and who I shouldn't know.
And how
she know
not,
me.
And how, she knows you. Yeah, honestly, Trav Boak nine. That's a bit low for Trav.
Why?
Oh, he's a hottie. He's a hottie, Trav.
Who's he go ahead of?
What do you mean hottie? It's not how good a looking you are.
Well, what do you mean by that? You, Akam, you're not in there. You're a mover and shaker.
What is it?
Now.
What list is it?
Well, I just bloody said it's Adelaide's A-list.
Yeah, but they're doing like...
No, Bernie's
doing
coming.
Like 10 different lists, aren't they?
Yeah, Bernie's coming. They're
What's
doing a radio and TV personalities. Now, our Bernie, he'll be sniffing around that top three
so
spot.
So that's coming, is it?
No, I like to sneak
Apparently.
Under the radar.
Well, you just read it out.
Well, you asked the question. You sprayed me for asking the question,
right. Yeah, but that was for this current top 10.
Yes.
But, I mean, movers and shakers, say, with Bernie Vince,
yes,
he's on the Rush Hour.
Correct, top rating.
He does the rub nationally with the Triple M
top
call
rating.
Team.
Mm-hmm.
Calls AFL football for the biggest sports network in Australia.
Yeah, good call.
Fox Footy has snapped him up.
For what?
On a national level.
Oh, yeah, bounce. Oh, yeah.
For the bounce.
Actually, you're right, Bern.
How did Bernie Vince, putting us on the national stage, miss this?
No, it's coming up. He's going to be in the radio and TV. He'll be in that.
I've still got my peepates on.
No, you are a mover and
shaker. Rookie. You need to be
you might be
on the senior list.
You could be under me or above me.
You've got
I'd be above. Wherever Jars is, I guarantee you, wherever Jars is, I'll be above that.
Jars has got high expectations, hasn't he, for the radio and TV personalities?
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
I just play my role. You have. I love developing young talent. That's all I'm good for. But anyway.
Where was Alex Carey?
That's a good. See, there you go. Keza. He's an influencer on socials, isn't he?
Well,
our boy
plays
Keza.
Plays cricket for his country.
What about. Who else? Any other crows? Who's there? What about Riley Thurthorpe?
Sorry? No, I don't think there is.
What
not
about
real
Ditz?
Big personalities.
Is Ditz a big mover and shaker? Our Ditz?
Actually, he doesn't move much.
Sorry.
He shakes a bit.
No.
Now, Jars,
yes,
you took a week's annual leave last week.
I was sick.
Oh, right.
I was crook.
Okay. So, but yet you were away for a week?
Yes, sir.
You came back in yesterday.
The old and grand... not 100%.
No, it was a gutsy. It was a gutsy effort, I must admit. And you came in your suit. I don't know.
Yes,
still don't know why you wore a suit yesterday.
Why are you
wearing a suit? Never seen you in a suit.
Mm-hmm.
And your dark glasses. And you made a bit of an entrance and you waltzed in and everyone clapped and welcomed you back.
Only you two clapped.
And then...
Yeah, you thought the whole office was going to do it.
But there was no one here. Anyway.
And then our producer handed you the figures from last week. Your annual week.
Yeah. It was a bit flat.
All right.
Yeah, but I'm proud of you guys for getting the good numbers.
Anyway, here's how it went down. Take a listen.
Get out there. That'll go through the roof. Yeah. You take your f***ing numbers and you shove up your ass. Numbers don't lie, mate.
I don't give a stuff.
I think it must be an outlier, though.
Yeah.
Is this the lucky week?
Well, it is what it is.
Did they go up, though? Has that been proven? In
that game? Well, these graphs are the best. So, I think I've gone down, but anyway, that can be fudged.
What about...
Yes,
Saturday mornings.
Saturday mornings. Didn't listen.
Beagles was on.
It's because you're on your way up the coach. Football.
So there was a secret recording. I don't know who.
I don't know how
the
that happened.
Button.
So who did it?
What?
We can't. We can't
I don't
say
know.
Who
no,
did
you
it.
Can check my
I can
phone.
Guarantee it wasn't us.
You're throwing me under the bus, both.
Oh, I didn't even know this was happening. I'm involved. I'm on this.
Just
tape.
Remember who has backed you two in.
Hey, listen
to
here.
Forge
but
a radio career.
CIC. I'm in that.
You
I'm
look
getting
at me
taped
when you
as.
Talk.
I'm in this phone when it was getting taped. So I'm. I was involved.
If Bernie was the one recording it, he would have been a lot louder.
Yeah, I would have been more
obvious.
It
certainly wasn't me.
And I was saying it might just be an outlier. We might have had a lucky week.
That's right. And shouldn't you be, if you've, you know, taken us under your wings and if you're away for a week and everything goes up, shouldn't you be happy for us?
Absolutely. Encouraging.
But you didn't sound happy.
Mate, I was proud as punch. I was like a father that thought maybe
did he
it's time
sound happy,
but to take you two off my bosom.
No happiness whatsoever in that
voice.
There was
happiness. I was proud of you both. And maybe it's time to let you go and get off my bosom and off you go.
Well,
I'm full.
It's funny because you
need
full.
To burp me.
After that, Maz sent me a photo of Jars on his computer last night. And you know what he's looking up?
He's still
what?
Looking up the figures.
No, he was on seek.com. Looking for a new job.
Shut up. Oh, okay, this joint shuts down.
We've got a question. If you've got one for the boys, give us a text 0488851047. All thanks to Auto Masters. Andy in Crafers, it's frustrating to watch any team that doesn't change up a game plan when they are being beaten. Why do some teams persist with a plan that is seemingly not working?
Great question.
Very good, Andy.
That's what, no, just, you know, from a follower like me, and I'd love to hear from you guys, the insiders. That's what we see. We don't see any, don't really see any tactics like we used to see, like, you know, Blighty sending guys forward when they were backmen, all that sort of stuff.
You go, Jas.
Well, I think they train for it over pre-season. So every player has structures. They have their role. So players stick to a role if it's a high half forward. And they train. They rehearse it. They do match sim. So that a coach backs it in. So end of the day, it's talent driven. It's leadership driven. So they tend not to go away from their game plan. Because you can't go in mid-season if you're struggling and change up your game plan. It's too much, too hard, as Boone would know. Coaches don't do that anymore.
And that's obviously the same with personnel.
Absolutely.
You've
got to buy
the
personnel.
Same spots.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I think coaches are a little bit stubborn these days too. They want,
I agree.
They stick to their plans and they. There's so many planning meetings going into footy. They have planning meetings after planning meetings. And then you know what they have like the day before a game? It's called a what if meeting. So it's what if, and then how many what ifs are there in footy? Mm. So yeah.
It's a good point.
It's what if, you know, so yeah, a defender plays forward, or what if any yeah. scenario. So then on game day, they've planned for it. It's not a panic situation. So I think coaches, and they really want plans to work if they and so they stick with them. Back and you see defenders, they get a few goals kicked on them early and they stick with it. And then it's not until, well, the game's almost gone. They're like, oh, well, we're going to have to do it now. But even then, they stick with it. So I don't know if that answers the question.
I think it does. Well, it opens the window anyway. Andy and Crafers, thank you. Send a text to the boys. Ask them anything. 0488851047 for Automasters. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
It's thrown together.
Okay. What have you got for Tuesday, buddy?
That's
a really bad start.
No, I'm sorry. Right. I apologise.
You know, yesterday with all your... continue. If you apologise, I'll give you a little bit more time.
I apologise, buddy. All right, that's rude.
Oh, is that it?
So you've so far this year, you've burped. Now you've yawned.
No, not in Burns Beef.
Yeah, you've
no,
yawning's
haven't.
Probably... I'd rather you burp.
It's Burns Max.
But I'm looking forward to this.
What do you say, Burns Beef?
No, not in Burns Beef.
I mean, Burns Fun Facts.
Yesterday, with all your talking and rhubarb of cutting in jars, I forgot that to mention Lachie Neal's birthday was yesterday as well, in my AFL birthday. So, well done, Lachie.
How old was he?
20-odd.
You don't even know, honestly.
What do you want me to... What else do
he's
you want
27.
To know? No, he's not. That was his old number at Frio. Is that why you said that?
I don't know.
What number is he at Brisbane, Jazz?
He wears number 15.
No.
I don't know.
Hey, right. Boys, today, 25th of May, yes, day before Dad's birthday, actually, tomorrow. Today is Greek Pride Day. You have to go.
Catherine knows that.
Well,
you'd think she would.
You'd think she would have woken up and celebrated that this morning, but anyway.
Lachie Neal's 28.
Yeah, we'll see. You're wrong. And again, if you're going to throw numbers out there and throw facts out there, they've got to be correct. Now, that's about...
What number is he? Is he 9?
He's 9.
Well, he's number 9, yeah. And he's 177 centimetres.
Jeez,
he's
Googled something there, Charles.
177.77 centimetres. Jeez, he's pretty
tall
big.
Tall bastard.
Hey, on this day in 1977, the first Star Wars film was released.
Yes.
First one.
Yeah. I love
77 it goes back to.
I never got into the Star Wars.
Never ever got into them either.
No.
Loved
never.
Them.
How many is loved there, Jazz?
Oh, there's about 9.
That'd all be up. Wrong.
No, there'd be about...
Duh, but we're up to Lachie about Neal's 15, number. 16. I apologise.
I knew it'd be wrong. Whatever.
What'd you say then? What'd you
I
say,
said
Greg?
That's Lachie Neal's number. 9.
I don't know if we're getting wound up or is that just
the Star Wars
thing?
This is Star Wars.
And you know,
G Blunt looks like Chewbacca.
Yeah.
Here he's got in his arms.
Hey, birthdays, 1979. Johnny Wilkinson, the man that took... single-handedly took the World Cup away from us in, do you know what year, Blue?
Ooh, what year? Was that 2000?
And three.
2003.
I knew you were going to say that after.
Great
well
game.
Done. Yes.
Great
and he just
game.
Kept kicking those goals. Left footer. Yep. Bugger. Anyway, a famous death on this day too. Just hand on heart for a sec.
Mm-hmm.
Graham Kennedy. 2005 on this day.
Love Grugra.
How good was he?
Him and Bert Newton back in the day.
Yeah.
Oh, I loved him.
Yeah.
Mm, very good. An AFL birthday today.
Yeah.
Bluey.
Yeah.
Another one.
Oscar Baker, club.
Saints?
You're on the boundary.
Saints.
Wrong.
What club?
You should be ashamed of yourself. You should be doing. What? Melbourne Footy Club.
Yes, he got him.
Oh, God.
Yes, and what position?
Oh,
you don't even know, do you?
Wing.
He plays wing. He actually does play
he's
wing.
He's a very good talent.
Very good. What colour hair?
Black.
What?
It's just a game of bloody guesses.
Where's this going?
Hey, sorry, I got a bit off
shit
track.
Shit, was Bernie Vince in the study with the candlestick.
Has everyone been to New York?
Yes, I have.
Times Square?
1987, yes, with the Australian football team.
Did you go before 1904?
1904.
No. I had to think about it. Mate, you are not well.
You aren't well. Because you wouldn't have gone to Times Square if it was before 1904.
What was that?
Because Times Square was originally called Longacre Square until it was renamed in 1904 after the New York Times moved its headquarters to the newly built Times Building.
Oh, jeez, that's not bad.
There you go.
I love it. Mm. Love the facts.
Longacre Square.
That's it for a Tuesday, chaps.
Is that it?
Well, you want more?
Well, you want more. No, what do you do? One
no,
more.
Normally these backs have been going for 15, 20 minutes. They started off 20 seconds.
See you later. I've got to go. I've got to go.
You're on a Daniel Craig back.
Yeah, quickly, because he's my idol.
Go.
Yeah, you think you are him.
Yeah.
Well, Daniel Craig was an anonymous.
Yes. Say that again.
Anonymous stormtrooper in Star Wars.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
The Force Awakens.
Yes.
What one was that? What number?
That was number 3, wasn't it, Hayden?
No.
Originally, he denied his cameo and claimed he wouldn't bother being an extra in a movie.
Oh, but he did, Jar. So there you go.
He's going right now.
You come with me to the dark side.
And that is why Maz won't sleep with you.